72.
U.S. embassies on heightened alert around the globe after the killing of U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three of his staff at the U.S. compound in Libya. The rocket attack in Benghazi was initially thought to have been a mob's response to a video depicting the Prophet Muhammad. But there is new information this afternoon suggesting the attack may have been carefully coordinated. Joining us live in the studio is WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. J.J., what are you learning?
Let me preface it all by saying all of this is information we're just getting. There's very little confirmation of any of it, with the exception that the ambassador was killed and four or several other people were killed. But what we've been doing this morning is talking to sources both in Libya and here in the States, and listening and talking to intelligence officials. And what we're beginning to hear is that there was some coordination suggesting that this mob scene outside of the compound was used by several militants. And one source says it was up to 20 militants prepared for a military assault, and that they used that as an opportunity to get inside this compound. This compound, I'm told, was not an inman compound. And that means that it wasn't a compound that's has the typical standoff distances that most U.S. embassies are constructed, or consulates or buildings are constructed to have. This consulate was a building that was supposedly a local building that was essentially contracted out to house, I suppose, these folks until they could get to a different place, something more secure.
So they were more exposed.
They were exposed to some degree.
So it sounds like a coordinated attack. Are you saying that this was, in fact, a terrorist attack?
What we're hearing at this point, and some of the information that we've gathered so far from sources, Ayman al-Zawahiri yesterday put out a video eulogizing Abu Yahya al-Libi. Several other intelligence and security sources have told me, too, that they believe that this might have been revenge for the death of Abu Yahya al-Libi, who was killed in a drone strike in June. The fact that this happened on the 9/11 anniversary is another piece of information that's being put out there. And also, sources are telling me, too, that this was a two-wave attack, that there was the first wave got inside of this place, and then there was a second attack on a supposed safe room or secure room. And some of the big questions that are coming up now is, how did they know where that was? How did they know how to get in or where to go once they were inside? Lots of information still to be vetted and confirmed. But as I mentioned, we're hearing a lot of different things that suggest that this was not a random kind of mob scene.
So this notion of the YouTube video, was this part of the coordinated effort, or did they take advantage of what was already happening to carry out what they did?
What we've been told so far is that it was an opportunity for them. They saw it as an opportunity, that militants were prepared. They had done their homework, supposedly dressed and prepared themselves, brought the correct equipment, including the RPG-7, which is a sort of a rare instrument for normal protesters to have, but is something that's pretty regularly carried around by terrorists who are familiar with the landscape. It also should be pointed out, too, that this was a situation in which a lot of rockets, a lot of weapons are out there floating around Libya. So there's a question as well as to where these came from.
All right, J.J., thank you so much.
Welcome.
WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green.